She needs to make you the you that you will become. You are that you that you need to make you the you that you will become. You are Y-O-U. Y-O-U. You, young, outstanding, unique. So shine, grow, rule your world. Become a message to nations. Message to nations everywhere you go. The world is like a picture. We are the frame. We have an identity. Africa is our name. Together, let us rise into fame. Because even the weather cannot determine when we reign. Thank you.
Oh yeah, make we gather up. I've got some information coming up briefly before we start to turn up. The truth is so far so good, oh. Now God only save us, cause our wrongdoings just they pile up, and still we act like nothing anymore. On the media we shot black life matters, but in our country we be facing killer matters. Happy trigger popo, we're supposed to protect the citizens, they should be innocent ones scatter. Tribalism still they pull their own wrongdoings, tearing us apart, causing most of the killings. Ninja, we're not getting younger, so this police thing is last time. How many times we gon' preach about the same thing? I beg we don't come on this right now. So make we reason. How many times we gon' preach about the same thing? I beg we don't come on this right now. So choosing is better than sad. And for you, our leaders, see, for election, you don't need to bribe us. If you do very well for your first tenor, second term, our votes go for your own box. And look, we are not asking for too much. We just need life, security, good road, good economy. Oh man, that is not too much. If you treat us well, then others will respect us. And we citizens, we practice for a long time. We don't let you ignore us in silence. I feel like we don't know what is happening. But most times now, we're the country struggling and suffering. We face it. Don't say you're right because of urgent 2K. Stand for what is right, no matter what the people say. Nigeria, wise up, let us stand up with unity. We can overcome and rise up, wise up.
The biggest conversation made of trustworthy ideas passionately connected to everyone. Let's talk a Nigeria Info 95.1 Abuja.
People of Abuja, this is your mayor.
Hello.
I pledge to remain loyal and committed to your thoughts, your rights, and to the issues most important to you. Remember to love your city, be proud of your city, protect your city, and defend your city. Are you new? Well, you're welcome. Have you always been in Abuja? You are important. Remember, patriotism is power. Let your voice be heard.
This is the Welcome back. It is What's Happening Abuja. 5 minutes gone past the hour of 10 a.m. on this 11th day of January 2022. Welcome once again. So the conversation boils up and FCT is right in the center of this conversation. I did give you a hint before we went on break that the FCT administration has warned all unvaccinated staff that they would be barred from accessing their FCT premises with effect from Monday, the 17th of January, 2022. This is contained in a statement signed by the Senior Special Assistant to the FCT Minister on Media and Strategic Communication, Malam Abubakar Sani. This warning, the statement said, was contained in a circular signed by the FCTA Permanent Secretary, Mr. Olushade Adeshola, and issued on Monday, 10th January, 2022. The circular, which was addressed to the Executive Secretary of the Federal Capital Development Authority, all mandate secretaries, all mandate secretaries, coordinators of AMMC, STDD, as well as heads of all departments and FCTA agencies, is in line with the one issued earlier by the federal government instructing staff on grade level 12 and below to resume duty. So the COVID protocol that had put grade level 12 and below off duty for a while has been lifted and everybody was to resume duty. Now, the said circular also directed that all employees are required to show proof of COVID-19 vaccination or present a negative COVID-19 PCR test result done within 72 hours on a continuous basis as part of measures to curtail the spread of the COVID-19 pandemic. So you go to a lab, get your test done today, tomorrow it's expired, you need to get another test done next tomorrow before you go to the office again. Every 72 hours on a continuous basis, you show proof that you just had a test done, or else get your COVID-19 vaccine. Okay, and this would be a continuous measure to help curtail the spread of the COVID-19 pandemic. Consequently, all visitors and clients coming to do business are also required to comply with this directive. The permanent secretary also said free vaccination points have been made available in all FCTA premises by the Health and Human Services Secretariat to provide opportunity for staff and visitors alike to get vaccinated. He, however, warned that persistent non-compliance or refusal by staff to be vaccinated would be treated in accordance with the relevant provisions of the public service rules. Mr. Olushade explained that in order to ensure strict compliance with this circular, the Senior Special Assistant on Monitoring, Inspection and Enforcement, in collaboration with the Director of Security Services, have been mandated to mount surveillance in all entry points to prevent violators from gaining access to offices of the FCTA from Monday next week. Do not say that you did not hear it, because a week earlier, it was in a statement, it's been on the news, it's been in commonplace, and of course, rather than having a platform where there can be a conversation about this, this has been mandated. Now, the best time to take any steps would be between now and next Monday. So, you know, staff associations, the NLC, of course, which is warming up to go on another strike, trade unions and all of that need to speak about this and come to a round table with the authorities before Monday, because by Monday, of course, all that will be happening would be an enforcement of this new policy. Now, where is the conversation in all of this? COVID has not been static. Vaccines, very important, very necessary, everyone should take them. But the disease people are getting vaccinated for has not been static. There has been about four or five different variants of COVID-19 coming through. In fact, last week there was more news about a possible new variant after Omicron that might be a merger of the flu and the virus, and of course, you know, news of this was happening somewhere around Israel and the Middle East and all of that. Now, that may not be fully confirmed just yet and has not gone all the way around, but Omicron is the big deal, and of course we know some of the nations that are already, you know, mulling other ways of handling this without going into a lockdown once again. Now, if there are variants, Does the circular speak concerning, you know, the viability of the vaccine against the new variants? Or are we talking about the old threat, which might also continue to be a threat, because it's not that because there is a new variant, the old variant is gone away completely. Now, a lot of people are saying, so if I get vaccinated now, will I need a new vaccination for Omicron? Will I need a new vaccination for another variant? What are we really doing? There is that school of thought, there is that argument. There's the other argument that says, you know what, if you don't even get vaccinated at all, what is happening is that you are endangering yourself and other people. You might be a carrier, you know, who would spread whatever variant it is of COVID-19, and you are putting people at risk. This is not to your discretion anymore. You must take it, or else you get shut out of your office. For what duration, nobody really knows just yet. Is it going to be a 1 week long, you know, exercise? Is it going to be 2 weeks? Is it going to be 6 months if we have recalcitrant FCTA officials who refuse to take the vaccine? Will it get to a point where it will become criminal not to take the vaccine? Where are we going with this? Have we thought it through? Have we thought it to the end? Have we seen the end from the beginning? That's the question I am posing this morning. Over the next 10 minutes, I'll pick your brains on this, and then we can go for another break. You tell me what you think. I have a message that came in concerning this particular situation. Okay. Let's see. Get COVID-19 vaccine or risk being shut out of your office. I'm not against taking the jab, this person says. Diabetes is claiming thousands of lives in Nigeria. There is vaccine for this, but they did not force us to take it. Well, diabetes is not as communicable as COVID. Has there been a lockdown because of diabetes before? No. So, yeah, I'm not sure that they sit in the same classroom, or I'm not sure they're in the same WhatsApp group, COVID-19 and diabetes, even though diabetes is claiming lives. Malaria is killing millions of Nigerians in this same country, day in, day out. No one is forcing anybody to use common mosquito nets to protect themselves. Yeah. I mean, if you have malaria, you can't bring it and hug your boss in the office and he gets malaria, right? So, another WhatsApp group. We have one of the highest maternal mortality in the world, but nobody is lending any hand of assistance. Now they are forcing us to take COVID-19 vaccines. Akila from Papi, not very convinced from your message, right? And then this person says, good morning, Mayor. Please, can you share the secular with me, or where can I find it? Well, this secular is a civil service secular. If you work in a civil service office, you would have got it. Or go to a civil service office or ask a civil servant. You might find it. What I can give you is a press release. I am a journalist. I work with press releases. The press release only made, you know, reference to the secular that carried the information. And it is from that press release that I am bringing you this report. So I do not have, you know, access to the secular, but I have access to a press release. All right, call me up, 0700951000. That's 0700951000. That's the number to call. First time callers are very welcome. My first four first timers may get airtime as a prize. Hello.
Great Grand Mayor.
You have added
the great Grand Mayor, GGM of our time.
Welcome.
What happened in Abuja?
Good to hear from you.
What happened in Abuja? Mm-hmm. What happened in Niger? Congratulations to all of us. The much awaited years. God will bless Nigeria. I will continue saying, God has already blessed us, just like what my brother said. But God will still bless us, because if we never get it right, we never receive the blessing completely. If God give us good leader, we appreciate him more. We need good leader. It is by you that we can get it. Thanks, my brother. So, Minister of FCT, they have a communication essay to the minister. You know, we have been talking about this. Who is the spokesperson of minister? Election is coming now. They are now coming now. Everybody is flexing muscle, coming to media. On issue of this COVID, good luck to this government. They really use COVID as a big excuse. And I think that's what they will use if they leave COVID. Mayor, you read a lot of the sicknesses that people talk about. We cannot wave them aside, my dear brother. Okay, recently, you talk about malaria. Recently, like last year, the same government under Minister of Health, they went to National Assembly that they want to use 82 billion to buy mosquito nets for Nigeria. Senator Smart Adeyemi said no, it's too much. So now, what are we saying? If you ask the people to buy it, what they will say is that because they are here for us, Minister of Finance, she said that because she don't want us to get diabetes, that's why they are putting fat on drink. Which one will believe? You can come with propaganda to root, but you cannot root propaganda. God bless Nigeria. Thank you, Mayor.
Adeyemi delivers what he thinks concerning this. Let's see. I just wanted to check the viability of the figure Adeyemi put out. Yes, there was a conversation last year, and it was a whole chunk, but I can't remember if it was exactly 82 billion. Let's see. I'll definitely find it, and I will verify that particular figure. I mean, because I mean, it's easy to put out figures. We have to verify everything. Hello. Sorry about that. It's 0700951000. 0700951000. 1,000 naira recharge card for my four first-time callers for today. I'm not talking about first-time callers on this show. I'm talking about first-time callers on Nigeria Info ever. You have never called Nigeria Info before. You call today. It's your first time. And I will know. You know we will always know. Hello. Good morning.
Good morning, Mayor.
Welcome. What's your name, sir?
My name is Dula Sunday, calling from Zuba.
Bula Sunday.
Dula Sunday.
Okay, Dula Sunday from Zuba.
Yes, sir. First-time caller.
Oh, first-time caller on my show.
Yes, sir.
But you have called other shows before.
No. It's my fault. But I'm a good listener of the program.
Are you serious? You've never called before?
I've never called. Even the first.
Dulas! Yeah, first
thank
timer.
You so much,
correct.
Sir.
Welcome. You just got yourself 1K. You'll get it on Friday. So this is what you will do. After this call, right, you're going to... What are the last two numbers of your phone number?
37. Yes, sir.
All right. So you will send... Do you have our WhatsApp number?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, you'll send me your phone number, your names, and your network of choice to our WhatsApp number, yeah?
Okay, thank you so much, sir.
God bless you. Talk to me about COVID.
God bless you. So on the issue of COVID-19, you know, it's not the only deadly disease that are killing people in Nigeria. There are other deadly diseases that are killing people before the issue of COVID-19 came in.
For instance?
Like cholera.
Hmm.
What about the music that are killing the children?
Hmm.
At least the government should not enforce it on the people. At least. Even though they are going to enforce it, they should also enforce on other diseases that are affecting Nigeria.
I get your angle, but does cholera have the prevalence rate like COVID had over the last 2 years?
You know, why COVID-19 has with that? It's all over the world.
My brother.
It affected the whole world. Why cholera? It affects all those communities, those ones in the village that don't have access to health clinics.
And you know that NCDC has been battling cholera for years. I hope you know that.
Yes, I know.
Aha, so, I mean...
At least they should put more effort on that.
Okay, that's great. It's great to put more effort, but where the one that is really bugging us right now, we're still getting up to 200 and something cases in a day. Shouldn't we do something about it? I was just asking. But Julius, just go ahead and send me that message, though. I'm sure this conversation will continue on WhatsApp. Please, welcome. Let's see if we have another first-time caller on the show right now. Hello. Oh boy, sorry about that. Hello.
The great Grand Mayor of Federal Republic of Nigeria.
Send this
what is happening in Abuja? I'm Michi Faruani, Abuja. Another first-time caller. please, I want to crave your indulgence. The great mayor, we have another issue here in Gwagwalada.
Okay.
Just around the new Tipa garage on the both sides of the road. These are the truck drivers who mostly convey packs or tons of cement. They will pack anyhow recklessly. They're narrowing the major road for the other road user. Please, it will take the head of FRC to come to Gwagwalada. Let him, to his good office, bring a change. Because you know they are very stubborn. If you touch one, they will block the road. So we need a decisive action, please. That is my take.
Thank you, Abakar. Just highlighting issues from Gwagwalada Area Council this morning. Let's see. Okay, so it was $200 million for the purchase of mosquito nets, and that was last year, October. And of course, it was a major conversation at that time, $200 million. Hello?
Hello, Fashion. Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome, sir.
Mr. Hart, I'm a very good listener of this, but I've never called for one day.
Mr. Hart?
Yeah, from Kuje.
From Kuje?
Yeah, Mr. Hart, yes.
You have never called us before?
I've never.
On any show?
Even though if I tried, it's not pick now, so I just call and let me forget. Let me just be a good listener.
Mr. Hart, but she is me that picked today now. We can pick now.
Listen, because you said those that never called before.
But I don't know now. How will I know who has never called before? I can't see the phone numbers.
No, you know why? Because people don't want to call now, since you said those that never called before. So many of them want to wait for those that never called before.
I see.
That's why I have opportunity to... that is it.
All right, Mr. Hart. What are the last two numbers of your phone number?
This one is 79.
Okay, 79.
Number.
Okay, 79. Mr. Hart, please send me a message on our WhatsApp right now with the full phone number and the network of your choice. You get 1,000 naira recharge card before the end of this week.
Okay, thank you. But I don't have your WhatsApp number.
Let me call it out for you.
Okay, let me take it to. Let me call. Take it to the telephone.
Okay, 080.
Okay.
999.
Yes, 999.
999. Yes. 30.
Okay, 30.
137.
Okay, 137.
Yes, send it now. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Hart. You want to say
something about... I love your program.
Oh, thank you so much.
99 Info is my best station in Abuja.
Wow.
I've been with you guys since you started.
Wow. You never called.
I've never. Oh. But I would try now. I would try, but you know now, the thing will ring. I see if they are threatening those that they'll pick.
Some people are just experts. Mr. Hart, welcome. Thank you so much, yeah?
All right. Thank you. I'll do that now.
I expect your message. All right, Mr. Hart's message brings us to another short period where we'll be taking a commercial. But, of course, we'll continue this conversation all the way till 11 o'clock when we get into our happy hour. Remember, we have a syndicated program with our Lagos studios at 11:30, and that will be the end of the show for today. Keep your smiles on your face. I'll be right back.
Nigeria Info. Informative, exciting, and stimulating talk. Stimulating talk. Nigeria Info. Your number one for talk. Number one for talk. Let's talk. Let's talk. On 95.1.
Nigeria Info.
Abuja.
How do you want to be remembered as a sinner or a saint? As a hero or a villain? Think about the steps you'll take. How do you want to be remembered when you're standing at your grave? On your tombstone, what is written? Think about the steps you take. All my life, I've been searching for the answers. How did I lose so much of the things?
Welcome. Good morning.
It's Mayor.
Welcome to the show. Welcome to What's Happening Abuja. What's your name?
Mayor, Happy New Year.
Same to you. Ah. Happy New Year to you.
Thanks, my brother. Hi, folk.
Good to hear from you. Fine.
All right.
So you wanted to speak about COVID-19 and the vaccine. Have you taken your vaccine?
COVID-19 vaccine. I watched one movie. Someone was saying the whites want to get over Africa. That's why they sent COVID-19 to Africa.
What wants to happen?
That we Africa have a lot of money and we don't know how to use it, and they that need the money.
Okay, no propaganda theory here, please. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, welcome.
Thank you, first time caller.
Oh, first time caller. What's your name?
I'm Emmanuel from Maraba.
From Maraba. Why does it sound like we have spoken somewhere before?
No, we haven't. And I'm a good listener of your program.
Hey.
No, we've never spoken.
Emmanuel, if you're a good listener, why have we never spoken? You are keeping malice with somebody that you listen to?
No. Even for me to call night two times, most times I prefer listening to people, you know, arguing on your program. So I've never called.
Wow, Emmanuel, good to hear from you.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, Emmanuel from Maraba. First of all,
yes.
Last two numbers of your phone number?
On this line is 69.
All right. Yes. You're going to send me a WhatsApp message. I'm sure you have my WhatsApp number since you're a good listener.
You just called it for somebody and I didn't quite get it. I wouldn't mind if you repeat it.
Oh, wow. So now, I can now say that you're not a very good listener of my program because...
I am. All right. You said that my wife quarrels with me over listening to Nigeria Info because she wonders what I'm gaining from listening to Nigeria Info. You know?
Oh.
Because I'm always glued to your station.
We'll soon recruit her as well.
Okay.
Emmanuel from Maraba. Okay, so yes. The WhatsApp number is 08099.
Okay.
30137.
Okay.
9993037. All right. So, what's your take on the mandatory COVID-19 vaccination, or you are shut out of your office?
I don't think federal government should make it compulsory for anybody. Mm. You know, because just as one of the callers said earlier, that there are other diseases that are killing people more than COVID, and government is not thinking about, you know, getting vaccination for those diseases. Like malaria. Most of the people, they are saying that they are dying of COVID. I think it's even malaria that is killing them.
Are you a doctor?
I am not. But I think
are you a native doctor?
No, I'm not.
So which one? How do you know these things?
So the government should I think federal government should do something about this malaria thing. They should be more serious about malaria, you know, malaria thing than this COVID thing they are talking about.
But we have a treatment for malaria, a very, very well-proven treatment for malaria.
No, I don't think so.
We have a treatment for malaria. I have treated malaria many times and I've recovered.
Do you know how much it costs to treat malaria?
Yes.
Like where I live, we have a lot of mosquitoes.
Oh,
and almost every month I treat my children for malaria. And it's costing me so much.
Hmm. Are you on NHIS? You know?
Sorry?
Are you on NHIS?
No,
why not?
I'm not a federal government staff.
You don't need to be staff to have NHIS.
Well, our company doesn't...
No, not your company. You can go to NHIS office.
As an individual?
Yes. Okay. You can go to NHIS office, get, you know, do a premium payment. I think the last time I checked, it was 15,000 naira for a year. It will cut down your cost of treating malaria for your children.
Okay.
Particularly. So please do that. But I get your point and I appreciate your call. You get $1,000 worth of recharge card when you send us your details.
Oh, thank you so much.
All right. Have a good day. You don't have to be a federal government staff or a civil servant to be on the National Health Insurance Scheme. You don't even have to be a staff of anybody to be on the FCT Health Insurance Scheme. There is the National Health Insurance Scheme, there is FCT Health Insurance Scheme. All of them are open and they are not expensive. You can actually pay, you know, a little something for the full year, and treatments like malaria treatment will be covered and you don't have to spend so much money. I thought to just put that in there. Yeah? All right, so let's see who else we've got joining us. Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome. What's your name, sir?
My name is Ezekiel.
Ezekiel. Welcome.
Calling from Kuje, yes.
Ezekiel from Kuje.
Yes.
Welcome. What's your take on the COVID issue?
First time caller.
Oh, Ezekiel, you see your first time?
Yes, please.
Ezekiel, are you sure you are not the Ezekiel that we went to secondary school together? I know your voice.
Okay, I schooled at government secondary school from Tua.
Hey, you are sure it's not Command Secondary School, Kaduna?
No, please.
Hey.
Ezekiel, alone on baby.
Why have you never called us before, Ezekiel? I want to get to the bottom of that first.
I've been trying, it has not been going. Even today, I had to be calling. It will help me to, nobody is calling, I should call again. I continue to call because you said the first first-time callers. So I kept on trying.
Okay, Ezekiel, well, you are very, very lucky. You're number four. What are your last phone numbers? I mean, the two numbers on your phone number, the last two numbers on your phone number.
5959.
Where are you calling from?
Calling from Kuje.
Kuje. All right. Ezekiel from Kuje.
Yes.
All right. You have our WhatsApp number?
AKA Fall in Love.
Ezekiel, you are AKA Fall in Love. Shaka shaka for you, Fall in Love.
Thank
all right.
you.
All right. So you get your airtime before the end of the week. But you want to speak on COVID?
COVID, really, I think it should not be made compulsory.
Mm. But it has already been made. Anybody who doesn't do it before Monday is not going to enter his office.
No, it's going to be very harsh on the workers. Mm. Because, like now, some people took the first two jabs. Mm. Before it became Omicron and all this, it did not, no effect. Because people are now expected to retake another dose of it again before they can even think they are free. So what is the need of disturbing people? More so, we don't even know if another variant will still come up again after the Omicron.
I see your angle.
So that is why at least it should be compulsory but voluntary. Mm. That is, they should not place time tag.
Okay.
On when to take it. But at least since you are gainfully employed, you should continue working until you are opportune to take your own job. Mm. That is my take.
All right. So ditch the stick and use the carrot approach. All right. Okay, I couldn't get his final word on that, but we do expect to hear from you. All of a sudden, somebody wants the studio line. Hey, please give me the studio line. I want to call. The four recharge cards for today have gone already. So all first-timers, we really do appreciate hearing from you. Everybody wants to get recharge card, though. Suddenly, everybody has turned to first-time caller. Nothing where Musa no go here for gifts. Somebody said, I paid fortune. If Nigeria has been battling cholera for years, why is vaccine not free? Mrs. O. Most of these vaccines are supposed to be free. But, I mean, that's another story for another day. The fact that vaccines are now being paid for in the hospitals and all of that. Most of these vaccines are actually free. It says, I paid 8K for cholera vaccine for my children, 14K for hepatitis last week. Why are they giving me COVID vaccine for free? Mama, you want to pay more? You want to pay 14K for COVID too? You have paid 14K for hepatitis. You have paid 8K for cholera. They say, okay, this one, take it for free. As Jara, you say, why is it free? Eh, madam? This is Mrs. O. Dula Sunday, first time caller Glow. Okay, yes, noted. We'll take notes so that we can give you your recharge. We can take note your name and give you a recharge later. Somebody sent us a shout out. Okay, Chukumoloku sent us a shout out. I see that. Send studio line. Sorry, you hear the studio line from somewhere else right now. Okay. This guy said, I'm here for the card. You didn't call. You say you are just here for the card. Just like that. All right, more calls coming in. I see all your calls. Let me take this one now. Hello?
Hello.
Hi, good morning.
Morning, first caller.
Oh, what's your name, sir?
I'm Mr. Enoch Akwu.
Mr. Enoch Akwu, Abogboeche.
I'm calling from Chukwuku.
Abogboeche, Enoch Akwu.
Abo Elubi Uche.
Abo Elubi. Are you serious? Yeah. Agba Alududomai.
No, Agba, sir.
Agba.
Is it Nigeria Info?
Yes, now. You are now confused. This guy.
They are confused.
Nigeria Info called this big me gala like this.
I don't expect you to speak my language.
He said, please, before I go further, is this Nigeria Info?
yes, I want to be sure of that.
Mr. Amos, welcome to the show. So why have you never called us?
Enoch.
Yes, Enoch. Why have you never called us before?
In fact, each time I had wanted to call, no way for me. Light busy, they don't mind disconnecting me. So I
wow.
So, that has been my challenge.
It's good to hear from you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
All right. So, first of all, let me give you a sheke. Okay. Then you can now tell us about, the COVID situation. What do you think?
Well, As for COVID-19, you know, I took my first and second dose last year.
Okay.
So my own experience is something I'll share on the air.
Why?
You know, I'm even trying to go back to my hospital to complain to my doctor. You know, my left hand has been, you know, paining me all this while. Maybe the person that administered the injection did not give the proper
place. Probably touched the nerve or something.
That's just the challenge I'm going to right now.
Wow.
But it's good, though. It's good. So, if you have not taken it before, please, for your safety and your entire family and for society at large, it's better for you to go ahead and take it. That is my little advice for entire Nigeria Info.
Wow. Thank you so much, Amos. Thank you.
Enoch.
Ha, now wow, for this Amos matter. Sorry, Enoch Aku. I didn't forget the Aku, though.
Okay.
Thank you so much for calling. Please keep calling. Eh? It's not as difficult. Now that you have gotten through, the algorithm will recognize you anytime you try.
Yes.
Please.
Yes.
Keep calling.
Please, may I ask of Mr. Okewa?
Enyeribe.
He have not been hearing from me for a while.
I also have not heard from him since last year, but maybe I'll put a message through to him to check how he's doing.
Okay, sir.
Yes.
Okay, sir.
Thank you so much.
Sir. I equally want to use this opportunity to greet my neighbor.
Okay.
Abubakar from Gwagwalada. Mommy Z, Osilama, and the controversial brother. How do we call him now?
Which one is the controversial? Me, I don't know him.
Is it BG?
Okay.
ABG, ABG, something like that.
Okay. I'm sure they are all hearing. Thank you, Aku. Aku has called today, so he wants to. All the calls he have not called since. He wants to finish the talk today. Let's see who else we've got in the next few minutes. Who wants to talk about the situation with COVID and the mandatory use of vaccines? Hello,
The mayor.
Yep, good morning.
Good morning, this is Alamin calling from Central Area.
Alamin, good to hear from you, my bro.
Thanks, my brother. It's a good thing. It's as if we, the old callers, we deliberately allow our new callers.
Yes, I'm telling you.
Yeah, welcome. I mean, welcome to the family. There is no family like the Nigeria Info. Quickly, Mayor, as a COVID, I think I was one of the first people that contracted it in April last year. I spent 6 weeks at the IDH in Yaba in Lagos.
Wow.
And then one thing I would say is, we've gone to the level of looking for solutions, because I can't phantom some of us staying for six weeks until we test and we tested negative. You have to test negative twice. The first test, if it comes negative, then they give a week interval. Then if you test negative again, then you'll be discharged. But now, I think someone will test negative, and then within 2-3 days, I think they come out and tell us again that it's not negative, and then you will be discharged. So I think that is an advancement in the protocol for treatment. If at all it is transparent, if it is not malaria that is being treated, because presently, honestly, I've never discouraged or actually question COVID-19, but with all that is happening now, I'm beginning to get confused. And still, I would still advise people to go take the jibe. I took my own, and then like the last caller said, I was almost blaming myself, like, who sent me now? For one solid week, I couldn't go to work. I could not even lift my left hand.
Wow.
I was like, who even asked me to go and take this thing? But then again, and the funny thing is, you can't even take any drugs. They will tell you not to use hot water. You should only use ice block. You can't take any drugs other than just paracetamol, Panadol. It comes with severe headache. I think a lot of us have different
symptoms,
reactions to it. It depends on your body system and other standards. I also knew a woman who took at the same time as me. I think it ended terribly for her. I think she, at some point, I'm not trying to put fear in people's mind, but my point is, it shouldn't be made compulsory. It should be voluntary. Climbing down on, if you don't have it, you're not entering government offices. For God's sake, Olga is even killing more than COVID-19. Leprosy is resurfacing in the corners. Malaria is killing people in their thousands.
Okay.
So why are everyone... Hello?
Yeah. I just needed for you to round off quickly so I can...
Okay, so my point is, the FCC administration should understand that if when it comes to health, everybody should be left with the option of taking a decision related to their health. They shouldn't force it down their throat. I don't think it works that way, but in conclusion, I encourage everybody to go take their job for the sake of their family and that of their loved one and for the society in general. Thank you.
Thank you, El Amin. With your few points, I hope everybody is totally convinced and not confused that it's good to take the jab. Yes, there might be, a few reactions here and there, which is regular with vaccines, because every vaccine has something to do with the actual disease. It is actual viruses that are, kind of like inactive, but are reintroduced into your body so that your body can now develop its own antibodies to be able to deal with that virus in case the actual virus comes in, So yes, when it comes, sometimes you feel sick. Sometimes, even when you vaccinate children, you see sometimes they cry, they feel sick, they run temperature. All of that happens. It doesn't mean that there is something that is going to happen to you. No, it's just the vaccine. And then somebody now asked me, Mayor, have you taken your own? I've not answered that question till now. All right, let's see. Jafaru says, good morning, the mayor. Please tell the man that asked about Okinwa that Okinwa is doing well, and he even called on Deborah's show last night. Oh, wow, Jafaru Hussein from Suleja. Oh, I see. Okay, see? I was really very asleep. Mr. Hart, okay, from Kuje. Okay, person who got the recharge card. Good morning, Mayor. My name is Ezekiel Olorungbemi. Okay, that was the other person from Kuje. Did we have a Victor Olorungbemi? 7959. Yes. Ezekiel. So we have that. These are all the people who got recharged. Okay, why is doing fine. He called on Black Coffee's show last night. Moses Oduwale from the Airport Road. Good morning. My name is Ash from Abuja. I feel more awareness needs to be done about this COVID-19 so people can see reason to take the vaccine rather than forcing people to take it. Great show, he says. Thank you so much. The mayor, don't you know that it's easier to call Uncle Boo Boo than to call your station? Lying busy every now and then. I don't know how Adeomi, Daniel and co do have easy access. I, Vivian, have been with your station as old as you are, but never called before. I will keep trying, Sha. Oh, Vivian, it's always one day. There's one day that is the day. Once it enters once, that's it. You have already started entering the place. You'll not have problems anymore. But I know people, Sha, let me just tell you. I know people who call with more than one phone. I know people who call with like four phones. So they have like four phones in front of them. All of them are dialing, so they are looking at it. Whichever one they pick, they take that one. There was a day I caught somebody's call. We just finished talking. I caught the call. I picked the next person. It was him. I picked the next person. It was him. Three times. So, yeah, that was the day I realized that the matter of calling Nigeria Info is a big deal. The FCC directive for compulsory vaccination should be commended. This will help to keep other vaccinated citizens safe. Please, let's support the government. From Amechi. Amechi, thank you very much. Good morning. My name is Paula from Kubwa. My question is, if I have taken the first two vaccinations last year, do I have to take another one because of Omicron? Well, the variant is different. So you might have to take another one. So they say if you take a slap on one cheek, just turn the other cheek to take the next slap. That's exactly what it's going to be. Because the variants are different. I see Polished Pauline on the DP. I see. Nice one, nice one. All right, one more call and we're done for now. We'll go for the news at the top of the hour. One more. Hello? Hello?
Hello, good morning.
Yes, it's good morning. We still have 2 hours till afternoon. What's your name, sir?
Yes, my name is Alpha.
Alpha, welcome.
Tarfa.
Tarfa, from where?
Yeah, from Kuje.
From Kuje. Tarfa, good to hear from you. Kuje, yeah. People, you are trending today.
Well, today we are many. Now, I noticed you gave the description of a vaccine, which is not what is happening with the mRNA vaccine. That they are calling. The one is not the same as that one you are describing.
Okay.
A vaccine is the real thing that has been weakened.
Put
into your body. Your body fights it. Get used to fighting it. This one is not so. This one, they gave you a message RNA, something that tells your body, manufacture a protein
that can
which
can,
will fight
yes.
a back, which will fight a virus.
Okay.
And so that thing is prepared for the original virus. If the virus mutates, that thing may not even see it again. So it may not. It may have nothing. I mean, it has no effect. It will have no effect
on a new on
right?
a new.
That is why you notice so many people are sick, and they have been vaccinated. Some have even died, like Mantu and. General, this man in America, all right?
Yeah, so Colin Powell, right? General Colin Powell. Yeah.
Yes, this vaccine has never been tested, right? I was telling Kim, American government did not fully approve this thing. They said it is for emergency and experimental based reasons only.
Yeah, seeing that we're in a pandemic.
And they repeated it. They have never said this is a vaccine that works, it's so on and so forth. So we in Nigeria shouldn't say it's compulsory. We should say, okay, take it if you want. Then we now use the people who have taken to experiment with them.
All right. We
take record of them and then we check, okay, who has felt this, who felt this, who felt this. How many people fell sick after taking it twice, and so on and so forth.
All right. This is the most we can take from you, sir.
Thank you very much.
But thank you so much for your thoughts. All right. We go for a commercial. We'll be right back.
Of the biggest talk on your number one station for talk, Nigeria Info. Defeat. My defeat. My solitude and my aloofness. You are dearer to me than 1,000 triumphs, and sweeter to my heart than all world glory. Defeat, my defeat, my self-knowledge and my defiance. Through you I know that I am yet young and swift of foot, and not to be trapped by withering laurels. And in you, I have found aloneness, and the joy of being shunned and scorned. Defeat, my defeat. My shining sword and shield. In your eyes I have read that to be enthroned is to be enslaved, and to be understood is to be leveled down, and to be grasped is but to reach one's fullness, and like a ripe fruit to fall and be consumed. Defeat, my defeat, my bold companion. You shall hear my songs and my cries.
and my silences. And none but you shall speak to me of the beating of wings and urging of seas and of mountains that burn in the night. And you alone shall climb my steep and rocky soul. Defeat, my defeat, my deathless courage. You and I shall laugh together at the storm. And together we shall dig graves for all that die in us. And we shall stand in the sun with the will. And we shall be dangerous.
Something in Abuja, we have the right to hear this place.
Because I'm a visitor here in Abuja.
Why is it that you are here right now?
What happened in Abuja?
I pay road safety and police to go there and organize
them. I just turned back now. I'm on Katampe Station Bridge. I want to run through inside Gwarimpa to go.
What's happening in Abuja? What's happening? 9:30 to 12 p.m. Live on 95.1 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.